Close your eyes. And get in touch with your breath. And just watch yourself breathe. Quiet your mind instantaneously. Just watch yourself breathe in and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. Notice how nice it feels, pleasant. Quiet your mind. You can do that in seconds. Get a picture of your mind, whatever that means to you. Could you just allow it to evaporate and dissolve? Just allow it to evaporate and dissolve. And more. And more. And more. And more. Just like the genie in the bottle, just allow it to evaporate and dissolve. We're getting in touch with the real you. The I that Les is talking about. Once you experience it, it's better than talking about it. Much better to talk about it. It's much better to experience it. And that's what we're working towards. So you can experience it. Once you taste it, you'll see how delicious it is. You won't want to mess around with other stuff. Worldly stuff. Get a picture of your body. And just allow that to evaporate and dissolve. Also, extreme limitation. We're constantly identifying with the body as who we are. I am not my body. I am not my mind. I am not my body. I am not my mind. I am not my body. I am not my mind. I choose not to identify my body. I choose not to identify with my mind. That's a choice. It's a decision. So could you let go of the picture of your body? It's a picture in your head. You close your eyes, your body disappears. Last night, you didn't have a body. You were sleeping. There was nobody. So allow that picture to evaporate and dissolve. And more. And more. The problem is when you woke up, immediately you started to identify with your body. The first thing you get up in the morning is, I am not my mind, I am not my body. I am not my mind, I am not my body. I am. I. 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 Every time you say I, if you notice, you get higher. I. 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 I get a picture of that ego of yours. The one that says, if I don't do it, I have to do everything. I have to do everything. That's ego. Could you let that concept that you have to do anything, could you allow that to evaporate and dissolve? And more. and more and more and more and more and more and more. Are you? Notice your answer. See, everybody has the same answer. Are you? Are you? Are you? Are you? Now take a deep breath and say to yourself, I, and exhale silently, am. I am. I am. I am. And watch your breath. You get the same effect when you watch your breath. Watch it. So breathe in and out. Now ask yourself three questions. If I'm not my mind, and I'm not my body, and I'm not my ego, what am I? If you ask, you get the answers. Instead of listening to Lester's answers, get your own answers. If I'm not my mind, and I'm not my body, and I'm not my ego, what am I? Just take what you get. There's no right or wrong answer. But whatever answer you get, you just surrender to it. And surrender to it some more. And more. And more. And surrender some more. Are you? Are you? Are you? Now this place that I call quiet speaks to us, and it speaks in a very spontaneous way. Totally spontaneous. Speaks differently than the ego. So let's ask quiet some questions, and you get your own answers. So from quiet's point of view, is there such a thing as the past? Just take what you get. And from quiet's point of view, is there such a thing as the future? Take what you get. And from quiet's point of view, is there such a thing as right or wrong? Or good or bad? Just take what you get. And from quiet's point of view, ask quiet what you need to do to make a living. Just take what you get. And ask quiet if there is such a thing as birth. From quiet's point of view. Or death. From quiet's point of view. Take what you get. And check with quiet and see if you can be destroyed. If anything could possibly happen here while you're in this place. Just check. And from quiet's point of view, ask quiet if anything is real. If anything ever happened to you. Ask quiet if anything ever happened to you. And take what you get. From quiet's point of view, is this world real? Is anything going on? Just take what you get. Are you? Are you? Are you? Now, what I'm doing is I'm getting high. We're getting high so we can release. A lot of times people get to this place, many of you who meditate or release, get to this place, but then you stop because it feels so nice, you want to hold on to it. You need to have a balance. This is excellent, or we wouldn't be doing it. You need a balance to get high and then dig up the remaining garbage instead of making believe it's not there. And many of you have been doing that. You come to these retreats, you get higher than a kite, and then you stop. Holding on to the nice feeling. That's a mistake. So let's dig up the remaining feelings. You got high, so you know what it experiences, how it feels. And now the only thing stopping us from staying here is the tendency to start listening, to start going down. In the context of holding on to the nice feeling. And step number 6 goes out the window when you do that, because you're holding on to the nice feeling and you're starting to suppress. And you heard Lester say that that garbage is there. It's trying to expend itself. And instead we ignore it. When all the time it wants to leave, just like at the risk of sounding crude, it's just like when you go to the bathroom, you start fighting with it, your body hurts. It's the same thing. It's no different. It wants to expend this garbage that you just ate. And your body has been trying to tell you to let this negativity go so you don't get sick and you don't experience this mental pain. But you got to answer the door. Open up the door and say yes to it. See if you have any stuff that's trying to expend itself. And see if you're saying yes or no. If you're saying no, you're pushing it down and you're collecting it. That's going to keep coming and coming and coming. And it'll get so extreme that you start to feel a heart attack. You start to feel muscle pain. Just like if you didn't go to the bathroom for weeks, you'd start to feel lousy. No different. If you get constipated, people take a laxative. I'd say take a lapsidic. Start laughing. Take a skip. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most positive and 1 being the least positive, where would you be? Now, could you see if you're saying no to the remaining garbage? Check. It's there. It wants to leave. If you invite it up, it'll come up. But most of you have an intention to avoid it. You have an aversion to it. So now invite it up. It'll come up if you ask it to come up. Now we're high. We can dump it. Bring it up. Bring up the things that you're saying no to. Think of one thing you don't like that you're saying no to. Something that's happening in your life. A body thing. A person. A situation. The world. Your feelings. Can you see that you're saying no to your feelings? You like the good ones, you say yes to those, not enough. But then you say no to them. No. So could you say yes to your feelings? The icky, cookie feelings. Invite it up. It's there, you know it. Don't kid yourself. Now say yes to it. See if you can bring up some of your apathy. We hate apathy. Could you say yes to your apathy? Ask your apathy to come up. Every one of you got apathy. If you didn't have apathy, you wouldn't probably ever get sick. It's a giving up. It's a lack of energy. It's a cutting off of your life force. Apathy. Unless it's that apathy is a sapathy, it saps you of your life force. It saps you of your happiness. So say yes to the remaining apathy. I love you. I love you, apathy. That's what gets rid of it. Not I hate you. You hate it. You're energizing it in a negative form. You're taking the elevator right into the basement. And there's no bargain basement sale there. It's the end of the line. Severe unhappiness. You either go up or you go down. You want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell. Hang out in apathy. You're in hell. And you choose. So could you say yes to the remaining apathy? The apathetic feeling. Say yes to it. Bring it up. It wants to expend itself. Just allow it to pass through. Let's take a mental enema. Bring it up. Take it out. Flush it out. Invite it up. And just allow it to pass through. And more. And more. Say yes to it. And more. I love you. I love you, apathy. Be as apathetic as you want. Go ahead. I love you. I love you. I love you. Notice it starts dissipating when you say yes to it, when you say I love you. It starts to leave. It always wanted to leave. Let it leave. I love you. I love you. Yes. 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 I know you're there. I hear you. And you've always wanted to get out. So now I allow you to leave. You've been banging on a door for years, for centuries, to get out. I love you. I open up the cage and I let you go. I decide to let you finally leave. And watch it leave. It's like opening up a bird cage. You open up wide, eventually it's going to go out the cage. And sometimes the bird doesn't want to go out the cage because it got used to being in a cage. It feels safe in a cage. It feels insecure outside, but that garbage is the same thing. You got so used to the apathy that you don't let it out the cage. So it's not going out the cage. Turn it upside down and shake it out. Tell it to go. Go. I love you, and you can go. I love you. I love you, apathy. You can leave now. I'm done with you. Thank you very much. Take a walk. And more. And more. And more. And more. Now see how freeing that is. See if you don't feel lighter on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most apathetic and 1 being the least. Where are you now? It doesn't take much to let it go. And if you have any remaining, open up the cage wider. Open up the door wider. And let it just fly out. It wants to leave. It's happy to leave. It's been trying to leave, except you kept it trapped. It's a bunch of energy. And when you let it go, the unhappiness leaves. And the happiness is in its place, which has always been there. That very thing that you've been looking for is right there. And you blinded yourself with all this garbage. Let it go. Then your vision will be clearer. And more. And more. And more. And more. Well, let's see where you are now. If you're hanging on, tell it to leave. It's a habit. It is not your friend. It is not making you safe. You think by playing dead, the world is going to leave you alone? No way. You get apathetic, people step on you. They pick on you like a vulture. And you lay there, letting them pick on you. Letting these feelings pick on you. Letting your ego pick on you. What are you doing? That's not your friend. That's not going to keep you safe. Examine it. What are you using for apathy for? Yeah, when you were a little kid, you got sick, you didn't feel like going to school, so you stayed home. And your mother kissed you on your kepi, and she gave you your favorite food, and then you got bored, and you got better. Cut it out. You're not a kid anymore. Stop it. That's a joke. You don't need to play that game, apathy. Who cares? You don't like it when somebody's apathetic. Don't act like apathetic. It's an act. Cut the crap out. Stop being an AH. If you don't know what that means, Lester won't say it, I will. Asshole. AH. Stop being an asshole. Let it go. You created it, you're holding on to it because out of habit. So you don't let the bird fly out the cage. Come on. Okay, let's take a look at grief. Call it up. Most of you don't like grief. You're saying no to it all the time, which is the only reason you cry. You're resisting it. You squint your eyes, water will leak out. Because you're squinting. If you didn't resist the grief, there'd be no crying going on. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with crying. You took a shower this morning. You got wet, so what? So you wash your eyes, so what? All you're doing is cleaning your eyes out. Cleaning your vision out. You're blinded by the grief. Mommy, please help me. Come on. You don't need mommy to help you. She can't even help herself. Bring it up. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you with the grief? Measure yourself. Stop kidding yourself. Take a look. Open up the cage. You also cage that. It's such a habit. When I don't get what I want and I can't have what I want and I want to change the world, I start crying like anybody cares. Nobody cares if you're crying. Who cares? All they do is ignore you and walk away from you. Yeah, they might sit there for a while and hug you, oh, your poor baby, but basically they can't wait to get away from you. Because it's extremely negative. And you don't like it, so why would anybody else don't like it? Why would anybody else like it? Look how stupid that grief is. What does it get you? It gets you miserable. Poor me. I'll cry and the world will leave me alone. I'll get my mommy to give me a kiss on my kepi. I'll get a hug from Charlie. Come on. And you get one, then you got to keep having it over and over and over and over again. And all of a sudden, one day, Charlie doesn't want to hug you, and the next thing, you're pissed off. Isn't that great? It's like being an addict. A feeling sorry addict. That's what they call victims. You want to be a victim for the rest of your life? You're victimized by your apathy and your grief. That's what victims are. The world took advantage of you. You didn't take advantage of you. You took advantage of yourself. You let your feelings take advantage of yourself. You did it. No one else did it. It's your feelings. Why don't you just realize that? And stop being an AH. It's your feelings. Examine it. Isn't that the case? Whose feelings are they? You want the world to feel sorry for you? I don't think so. You want to get a handout? You want to get charity? Come on. You don't want that. All those people do it to them. They hate you. They don't like you for doing it. You're putting them down. Don't feed the starving people. Show them how to feed themselves. Then they can look up, hold their head up high. You feed them, they got to keep holding their head down, being subservient to you. Come on. So bring up the grief. Say yes to the grief. Say it. Give yourself permission to cry your head off, for God's sake. What's the big deal? You clean off all your... You'd clean your eyes. You'd see you have a different vision. Most of you guys are suppressing it. The girls don't want to mess up their mascara. So what? What the hell's that all about? I can't cry because I'll mess up my mascara. So what? I'd rather mess my life up instead of messing my mascara up. And you macho guys are just so bad. Same thing. I can act like a tough guy. Hey, can't cry. Inside you're busting. And then it leaks out and you're embarrassed. It leaks out and you're embarrassed. Come on. What are you kidding yourself for? Let it up. Stop resisting it. Bring it up. Stop being Miss Pretty, Mr. Macho. Come on, bring it up. It wants to leave. It always wanted to leave. What do you think the crying is about? Mostly it got so much grief that if you let it out, this whole Assiniboine and the whole state of California would flood. I mean it. That's how much grief you stored up. You think that this hurricane is bad? If everybody left up their grief at one time, the whole world would be flooded. You'd all have to learn how to do the backstroke in order to breathe. Bring it up. Stop kidding yourself. Let it go. Say yes to it. All you got to do is say yes. That's it. It's simple. You heard Lester say, it's simple. Use the KISS formula. Keep it simple, silly. Don't make it complicated. Why do I want to analyze why my mother put a carrot in my ears when I was 3 years old and I'm pissed off? How does that help you? Go to a therapist and they'll analyze it for you. You want to analyze insanity? How does that even help you? Has it ever helped you? Yeah, you might get a little insight and then all of a sudden you got some energy left. But it's a lot easier to just let it go. I don't want to talk about it. I want to get rid of it. Inquiring minds want to know. How stupid can you get? When you know what you're doing? You're storing it up. You're putting in more garbage in there. So you know all your problems. The question is, are you going to let it go or are you going to talk about it? Some of you would rather talk about it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And you know what? You don't get rid of it that way. You make it worse. Bring it up. That's why I don't want to listen to garbage. I cut you off when you do that. Why would I want to sit there watching you beat yourself up for? Why would I want you to do that to the rest of the group here? While you tell your poor story and nobody gives a shit. That's being an insultant. And we got a lot of insultants out there. They charge you while you explain your garbage to them. That's insulting. Bring it up and let it go and be done with that. And there's plenty of people who need that, and that's fine, but we're not doing that here. Bring it up. You don't need to do all that stuff. You don't need to analyze it. Bring it up and just let it go. Say yes to it. That's all you got to do is get in the habit of saying yes. Most of you are in the habit of saying no all the time. When we to get a little higher. I'm going to show you how no is a very ineffective thing. Well, I'll show you right now. Just say no to your grief. Say no 4 times right now. Just say no. What happened? What happened? You got a big contraction, don't you? Now say yes. Say yes to it some more. And yes. And yes. All you got to do is say no and you'll feel a contraction, except we don't like it. And we're in a habit of saying no. I used to be a no-nick. Oh, you said anything to me? I said, no. No. Got you miserable. Got me so miserable, I used to practice tantrum yoga. That's where you hold your breath until you get what you want. And then you turn blue. And now that's how Krishna got the Akashic records, turning blue. Don't ever abort a laugh. Ring it to full term. Because a laugh sick a day helps avoid hemorrhoids. Bring it up. All right, let's take a look at our friend. Fear. You know, your best friend, the one that's been protecting you all the time. How smart you've been listening to that thing. It's so low down the charts, not funny. It's the very cause of all your problems. Fear. It's the cause of all your trouble. And you use it to protect yourself. Most of you are afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying. So what are you holding in mind with the fear by holding on to the fear? Nothing could happen to you if you didn't have a fear about it. So let's work up to the fear of dying, but let's look at your regular fear, the plain fear. Can't you see you're afraid of your feelings? Oh, great. Now you hear you are trying to get rid of your feelings. That's what you hear. And what are you doing? You're afraid of your feelings. That's brilliant. That's like taking Kaopectate and Axlax at the same time. And some of you are doing that, and you're sitting here and busting, I know. And some of you, the ego said, I got to get out of here. This guy's killing me. I got to leave. I don't like it. It's getting uncomfortable. I know it. For those that have that, we're going to have a big exorcism in that. We'll let the teachers meet with you and give you a mental enema. You want to let it go. You want to let it go. Don't let your ego get you out of here. Some of you want to get out of here. I know that. Ego got you a headache, got you sick. It happens every time. But those that punch through it, I'm bigger than you. I'm not listening to you. You got to be kidding. I'm here to go free. And I mean it. And I don't care if I explode. I don't care if I'm going out of control, if I'm out of control. You're already out of control, so you have nothing to lose. What's so great about those lousy feelings? They're just trapped in a cage. Just like the bird that doesn't want to come out of the open door. Come on, let it out. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most fearful of your feelings, measure yourself right now. Okay. Now instead of saying no to the feelings, say yes. Say yes to the feelings some more. Say yes some more. Say yes some more. Say yes some more. And a little bit more. And say yes some more. And more. And more. And say yes some more. And more. And say yes some more. And say yes some more. And more. And more. And say yes some more. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful of your feelings and 1 being the least, where are you? Now say, I'm bigger than you. I am bigger than you. I am bigger than you. Take a walk and get lost. I don't need you anymore. I created you and now you get lost. Where'd you get those feelings? Let's examine it. Where'd you get them? They're from the past. They're from the past. Where are all those fear? Where is all the fear from? They're from the past. Every one of them. All those ACLAP feelings, they're all from the past. And so if you like to walk around in the past, you're entitled to it. You're a free one, acting like an idiot. You want to be run by the past? You're 1,000% predictable. Up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. You heard the word yo-yo. You want to be a yo-yo? Aren't you tired of being up and down and up and down? I feel good, I feel bad, I feel good, I feel bad. Your ego loves that. Because it's a good excuse to beat yourself up. And of course, that's going to help get rid of your garbage by beating yourself up. By blaming your mother. Blaming your father, blaming the person near you. That person is driving me crazy. You're driving you crazy. There's nobody out there but you. You're driving yourself crazy. Cut it out. Stop being an idiot, blaming it on other people. It's not getting you anywhere. So see how you feel on a scale of 1 to 10 with your fear. The fear of feeling. The fear of feeling. Isn't that great? We're here to get rid of our feelings, and some of you are afraid of your feelings. That's brilliant. What the hell are you doing here? Why don't you catch the next bus out of here? We're bothering your feelings. We're here to get rid of your feelings. If you came here to be stroked, this is not the place to get stroked. Stroke yourself. And if you don't get rid of your feelings and you suppress them, you're going to have a stroke. That's what your friend fear is going to do for you. It's stroking you, and you're going to get a stroke if you don't let the feelings go. Bring it up. Get bigger than that. It's not protecting you. Most of you are afraid of dying. You heard Lester say that. That's why you don't go free. Now, how smart is that to protect yourself with fear? How smart is that? It's down the chart. Take a look at the chart. It's that way down. It's the third lowest energy. And you're using that to help you. I'm afraid of the people. I'm afraid of the world. I'm going to get screwed. You're screwing yourself. You close down. You don't let the feelings up and out. And you walk around protecting yourself, being miserable all the time. You cuddle up to the fear. That's smart. Really smart. And then you go to an analyst that tells you you got anxiety. Get out of here. Thanks, you told me I have anxiety. Now what do I do about it? Well, let's bang you on the head with a blackjack and dope you up. And that's going to get rid of it for me. Oh, good. Does it get rid of you? No. You need something more powerful. More powerful. So I'll give you a bigger drug. I'll drug you up so bad that you don't even know what your name is. Oh, you had a side effect by the drug? Oh, okay, I'll give you another drug to correct the side effect. Oh, you got another side effect by that? I'll give you another one. Before you know it, you got 14 drugs. That'll really help you get rid of the feelings. Very smart. I'll take an aspirin and I'll tranquilize myself. You get so tranquil, you don't even know what day it is. Why don't you take a swim in some quicksand? That's what you're doing. If you're taking a drug, you're taking a swim in quicksand. Because you're never going to get out of it. And you're going to drown eventually. And smother. So in getting smothered by your mother, you're getting smothered by mud. Right. So see if you're saying yes to it or no. It's your choice. Say yes. Yes to your feelings. Say yes. And more. And more. And see if you don't feel more empowered on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 1 being the least fear. Where are you? Yeah, it is funny once you see it, what a joke you played on yourself. This is such a smart planet. We have people who get a master's degree in anxiety. They're experts in it. You read about it in all the journals. They don't tell you how to get out of it, but they talk about it. Go on the internet, look it up. All the experts. I'm an expert on depression. I'm going to really study it and get smarter. I'll take a doctorate. I have a doctorate in bipolar. And then you want to listen to them tell you what's wrong with you. And most of them are more drugged up than you are. And what are you taking the drugs for if you are? That's going to help you get rid of your feelings? Please. Has it ever gotten rid of your feelings? Well, it makes me feel better. It doesn't make you feel better. It makes you stupid. What does the word drug mean? That means you don't know what you're doing. Somebody ought to look it up in a dictionary, what drug means. It's a very positive word. You don't feel good, I'll give you a drug. Isn't that brilliant? You have no energy, I'll drug you up. Are you kidding? It's sapping your energy. You want to lift up above it, you need to have energy to drop the stuff. Not no energy. How smart is that? Got a headache? I'll give you an aspirin. Come on. Look at the side effects. Read the bottle. Read the bottle of this junk. The side effects are far worse than the drugs. They tell you, you want to get rid of a heart problem, take an aspirin a day. So our company could be rich. Because you'll die, but I don't care. I live in a big house. It eats away your stomach lining. Read the side effects. It eats your stomach lining up. and causes you to have blood internal bleeding. But take an aspirin a day, help you get rid of it. Yeah, you will get rid of your heart attack. You'll die. Then you won't have a headache anymore. I never thought about it. That's a good cure. Holy cow. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm trying to get you to where you let go of all your fear. So you got a feeling of fear, measure yourself. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 with regard to feelings? Where are you? Did you move up? Are you going to let him go? No, I got to hold on to this fear because it's my friend. Come on. If I let it go, I'll be overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed already. Get underwhelmed. So let it go. It wants to leave. Just let it go. All right, there is one thing that's worse than the feelings that you have. It's the fear of dying. Every one of you are afraid of dying. If you didn't, you'd be free right now. You'd get up and laugh. It's such a joke. You'd get up and start laughing that this guy Crane is talking to you about something that you've already been free all along. Come on. Are you going to bring up that fear of dying and stop using it to protect yourself? What do you think causes you to die? What do you think causes you to have a heart attack? Causes you to get cancer? Causes you to have a problem? Causes you to lose that mate that you can't stand? What do you think? It's a fear. Causes you to stay in a job that you hate. That's your friend fear. Causes you to hang around somebody you can't stand them. Isn't that great? The bird wants to get out the cage. Let it out. Open up the door. Fly. Fly high. Don't be caged. Say yes. Say yes some more. Say yes to the fear of dying. I'm bigger than you. The whole world is afraid of dying. That's your ego. It's ego motivated. What do you want to do that for? Bring it up. You want to discover how to live forever? Most of you'd like to. You don't want to die. You want to be 19 all your life. You can. Just let go of the fear of dying. And discover what a joke you played on yourself. You're walking around with this body that you don't like. If you did the mirror exercise last night, most of you saw what you didn't like. If you did it, and some of you didn't do it. You don't like it so badly, I can't stand to look at it for 2 seconds. What's that all about? That's all about love? So bring up the fear of dying. You're not going to die if you look at your body. You cherish it so badly, you don't want to let it go, but you can't stand it. That's attachment and aversion. I need my body, but I hate it. Isn't that brilliant?